Hi, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you again from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I've only done three shows so far, and I've actually enjoyed it. It's a new experience for me. And I'm so glad to have this opportunity to come back again into your homes or offices or wherever you happen to be listening, and we'll chat a little bit tonight. First of all, though, I want everybody to know that those of you who are listening on my opening show, I made a public invitation for one of my critics, Deborah Conway, who heads a JFK Lancer group. They hold annual conferences on the JFK assassination, but they won't invite me, despite the fact that my book on the subject has sold some 50,000 copies here in the United States and around the world, considerably more than a lot of other books on that same topic. But in any case, I invited her to come on the program. Well, I did receive an email from her. She said, and I'm going to read this. She says, "Michael, thank you sincerely for inviting me on your program to discuss your book and the assassination of President Kennedy. I appreciate the opportunity to address this subject, which is vital to our understanding of the direction of the country's policies since that day in 1963 and how they affect us today. However, I'm in the process of reprinting Larry Hancock's new book, and I don't have time to prepare myself in relation to your book. Although I have seen no evidence to change my opinion of your thesis, it has been quite a while since I read it, and I could not do a discussion justice at this time. Best to you, Deborah." She says, "P.S., I never vowed to join any organization, including ADL or the JDL, in protest of your book or any other reason." Well, there's a little bit of a problem there with Deborah's response, because I have in my files here, and I have a lot of files, ladies and gentlemen, I have in my files here a message that she or someone else posted on the Internet at some point several years ago of a letter to the editor that Ms. Conway had written to the Los Angeles Times, but which was not published, apparently, by the Times. And in that letter, she said that she thoroughly denounced Michael Collins Piper and said that she would like to join either the ADL or the JDL. She mangled the names. I think she called it the Jewish Defamation League. She said she would like to join the Jewish Defamation League in picketing Michael Collins Piper because she considered his thesis outrageous and irresponsible. That is, the idea that Israel was involved in the Kennedy assassination. Israeli intelligence, the Mossad. So Ms. Conway has either forgotten that she did that, or else perhaps she's, shall we say, being disingenuous. In any case, I find it amazing that if she feels so strongly about the matter that she doesn't still want to come on. She doesn't have to read my book to come on the air. She can come on, and I can state a few points and let her argue the opposite. But this is the problem. I have been told repeatedly that a lot of people have tried to contact these self-appointed leaders of the JFK assassination research community, and they have promoted my book to them, and they've promoted the thesis in the book, you know. And they say, "We absolutely want nothing to do with it." In fact, in one case I was told, they said, they asked why Michael Piper wasn't invited to come, and someone said, "Neither he nor his book are welcome there." Well, I think this says a lot about hypocrisy, and as you know, I don't like hypocrisy. It strikes me as rather hypocritical that they would take this position. So in any case, I appreciate those of you who may have contacted Ms. Conway, as I ask you to do. And when we come back, I have some more things which I think will interest you. So let's go to the break right now and let our advertisers have a few moments.
Yeah. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back. This is again Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States. The capital of the New World Order. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network misbehaving tonight. And I'm going to upset a lot of people because I want to talk about some semantics. Not Semitics. Well, yes, actually. I want to talk about the semantics of Semitics. Now, I got an interesting email since I just started the show from somebody who I found this inexplicable, I guess, because, you know, I've been criticized by the Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and all manner of these Israeli lobby organizations. They've accused me of being anti-Semitic and this and that and such. It's kind of funny. I got this email from somebody who told me that I was, quote, unquote, too soft on the Jews. And, well, in any case, I have an email him back, and by the time he had sent me a second email, he was accusing me of being Jewish, which, needless to say, is not true. But be that as it may, it raises this question about Zionism and Judaism and, you know, what people were for and what people were against, you know, and people often misuse the term Zionist, which it refers, of course, to the concept of ingathering of the Jews in a Jewish homeland. They often misuse that term Zionist to include all Jews. whether they're speaking favorably or not of them. They say they refer to Jews as Zionists, but in fact, not all Jews are Zionists. Some Jews are, in fact, very, very critical of Zionism. So, you know, but here's the thing. When communicating on this issue about Zionism and Israel and the Middle East and the horrible impact that this troublesome country has on U.S. foreign policy, you know, if we say Zionists are misdirecting U.S. foreign policy, the average American, even one with a modicum of education beyond high school, they probably have no idea what Zionists are or what Zionism is, and I don't think it's correct for us to assume that they do. Now, although political junkies of the right and the left and of the pro-Zionist and anti-Zionist and anti-Jewish slant know full well what Zionism is, most people don't. Now, of course, it's not a rule of thumb that all Jews who are rich are Zionists. There actually may be one or two billionaire Jews somewhere who are anti-Zionists. But here is the bottom line truth here, and that is that the Zionist movement in America relies on the largesse of a wealthy Jewish elite in order to carry out its activities. You know, the fanatic support for Israel and for the international Zionist cause that's coming from the fundamentalist Christians is just the tip, just the icing on the cake, and it costs nothing extra for the Zionist war machine. They get the Christian support for free, and that's a pretty good deal. Now, all this being said, then, this is what I'm suggesting is rather than attacking the Zionists who control U.S. foreign policy, if we want to reach to a bigger public, we might start talking about the rich Jews who control U.S. foreign policy. Now, there's going to be a few of faint heart who are going to argue immediately against even the use of the term Jew or Jewish in any sense, but the fact is that it is Jews who are the biggest financiers of the Zionist movement. So, you know, why avoid the truth? Okay, now, you know, here's another aspect, too. You have to realize that also, as far as the many of the anti-Zionist Jews who are critics of Israel, they are only critical of the aspect of a politically and geographically structured Zionist state. So rather than dreaming of a little Jewish homeland, such as the state of Israel exists today, a lot of the anti-Zionist Jews quite, in fact, dream of conquering the entire world. Now, that's a hard truth that many do not yet understand, but it's a sad truth indeed. So, you know, I guess what I'm saying here is that, you know, if we're going to be discussing things, you know, we should discuss them in common terms that people understand. Because, you know, I had someone criticize me saying that I didn't write intellectually, that I wrote, that my writing style was aimed at the average person. And I said, you know, this person was saying this in a critical way, and I said, hey, guess what? That's exactly what it's all about. I'm not writing for intellectuals. I'm not speaking for intellectuals. I'm trying to communicate ideas to average, everyday people who need these ideas, not my ideas, but these concepts, you know. So that's what it's all about here. Now, I've ranted a little bit here, maybe given you some food for thought, and I'd suggest if you have any comments to call in here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, poor Jeff has been on the line for quite a few minutes here, a caller from Massachusetts. Let's go to Jeff. Hello, Jeff?
I'm here. Hello?
Yes, hi, Jeff.
Yes. Have you read the book called Killzone with Colonel Craig Roberts?
As a matter of fact, I reread the book just about three nights ago.
Oh, excellent book.
Good book. Good book.
And because you put out quite a laundry list tonight, so I'm going to try to answer your questions on your laundry list.
Okay.
Now on page 189 of the book Killzone, the main reason why Kennedy was assassinated was because Kennedy wanted to bring America back to the gold standard. I mean, plain and simple. That's why they had the fix on him, the conspirators, you see.
Oh, now that's a new one to me. I don't have the book handy. I wish I could pull it up.
Here it is.
I have about 10,000 books, and I managed to find it. Okay.
Page 189, Craig Roberts talks about the international banking cabal. Just when they had total power within their grasp by way of controlling the nation's economy, Kennedy planned to exterminate the Federal Reserve System, then put the country back on the gold standard. In this action, he would put the country back on a cash-and-carry basis.
Well, I don't see that he says anything here. Oh, okay, he does say he wants to put the country back on a gold standard. Well, I've written about the Federal Reserve in my book. Have you read my book?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, you should. I have a whole chapter on the Federal Reserve. In fact, a very good friend of mine, who died, unfortunately, a few years ago, a very old man, he actually met with Joe Kennedy, the father of President Kennedy, back in 1955, and Joe Kennedy told my friend, the late Wes Hooker, that one of the things the Kennedy family did want to do was get the United States out of the Federal Reserve. But as far as evidence that he was going to put the country on the gold standard, I kind of find that a little bit difficult to believe myself. He may have wanted to eliminate the Federal Reserve, but there's a lot of debate on the money question, and I don't particularly have a strong point of view on it, but a lot of my friends who do feel strongly about it are very much opposed to the gold standard. So in any case, the point about the Kennedy assassination is it is impossible to say that there, as some people do, that there was one specific reason for it. And I don't say that there was one specific reason for it. I say there were multiple reasons for it that brought multiple groups together, but the one thread that has been consistently ignored is this issue of President Kennedy's determination to shut down Israel's nuclear weapons program. Now, until you've actually read my book, you're not going to understand the details. So I strongly urge you to order it and read it.
Well, I will definitely put that on my list of books to read. I mean, I have several books I'm reading, but also too with the Israel question, and I happen to be very pro-Israel. I have to say this: people have got to realize that nations don't have friends; they have interests. And according to the Constitution, and according to what our founding fathers believed, the best thing to do is to cut off all foreign aid to nations. And if people want to help out a nation, they should do it privately.
Well, that's absolutely right, and certainly the American Jewish community has enough money to do that. So I would strongly suggest that they start giving lots more billions to Israel and take the burden off the U.S. taxpayers, please.
Now, this will be for any nation across the board.
Well, yeah, but the point is, that Israel is by far the largest overall recipient of U.S. foreign aid. Most people think it goes to starving nations in Africa. It goes to one of the richest, most powerful nations on the face of the planet. And then we give billions to Egypt to be nice to Israel.
Well, that's
what a
it.
Racket.
Well, that's it. And you know what the funny thing is? People have got to realize the mechanism of how money works.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
What's
you
that?
You said that you're very pro-Israel. Are you
yes.
very pro-Irish? Or are you very pro-Indonesian?
Why
are you very pro-Israel? I mean, I'm very candidly anti-Israel, but I guess why are you pro-Israel?
Well, for one thing, Israel does belong to the Jewish people. That's one thing. And number two,
my Palestinian friends who are Christians and Muslims alike would probably have some differences of opinion there. But go ahead.
And also, too, back in the Balfour Declaration, Israel was legitimately purchased, and it was also purchased with private Jewish money as well as Rothschild money back in the time of the Balfour Declaration. That's how the modern state of Israel was created.
Well, it's kind of rather interesting that a wealthy Jewish family out of Europe and British bureaucrats should be able to take a piece of land that really belongs to the native peoples and give it away. I think we have a break coming up here.
Yes, we do.
Stay on the line. We'll talk more. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We have Jeff on the line. We also have another caller, Phyllis, who's been waiting. So, Jeff, I'd like to keep you on for a while. I hope you'll call back some other time, but you were expressing the idea that you're pro-Israel, and, you know, I kind of find it hard to figure out why Republicans, in particular, are so pro-Israel. You know, Republicans hate welfare. They trip over themselves to take welfare out of the hands of people who've been on welfare for generations and really don't know what it's all about, sadly, you know, to work in the real world. That's, you know, but Republicans are ready to snap off welfare to these people who are Americans.
But they give
billions in welfare to this little country in the Middle East that is just quite troublesome. And you're pro-Israel, and you still haven't explained why. I'd like you to explain why you're pro-Israel.
Well, in a very quick statement, the reason why I said I'm pro-Israel is because in a court of law, the unfriendly witness has a stake in a court of law. Well, guess what? I'm also against all foreign aid, which means, as the John Birch Society would say, less government, more responsibility, with God's help, a better world. If we streamline the government, then Jewish people can buy more Israel bonds. But the reason why I'm pro-Israel is this. They legitimately purchased the land through the Balfour Declaration. And before Israel is the nation that it is today, I mean, even Mark Twain called Israel a junky land. I'm paraphrasing. Remember that quote that Mark Twain
No,
said?
I don't, but I...
said about Palestine, in other words, it's a desolate land. In other words, when Jewish money and Jewish investment went into that land, they built that land from the bottom on up.
Well,
now it's prosperous. Now it's just like buying a house.
I think you still haven't explained why you're pro-Israel.
I'm pro-Israel because I believe it belongs to the Jewish people biblically. I believe they legitimately purchased that land in the modern era, and I believe that the Arabs have no stake in that land. It's like owning a house. The Jews own that house. They bought it. They own it. It's like
the Arabs. The Arabs. It sounds rather anti-Arab to me.
I think they call
themselves Arabs.
I know. I mean, you
wouldn't like
Arabs.
Me to use Arabs. I wouldn't use nasty terms to refer to Jews, and I don't think you should use nasty.
I'm sorry. It was a reflex.
That's interesting. You admit to having that reflex, Jeff. I hate to cut you off, but I have four more callers here, and
that's cool.
Anyway, I appreciate you calling. Call again. Well, let's go to Phyllis. Phyllis, you've been waiting very patiently. She's in Ohio.
Yes, sir. Michael, I want to welcome you to Shortwave. It's great to hear you.
All right, appreciate that.
And my family and I go back quite a number of years in our mutual battle here. In fact, we were subscribing way back when Liberty Lobby was Liberty Letter.
Oh, okay. So you're talking, you've been around for a while.
Yeah, a while. Mm-hmm. And then also my son was featured in the very first issue of the Spotlight that was published.
Oh. How are you, Phyllis? I know who this is.
You do.
This is Phyllis Coey.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, how are you, Phyllis?
Well, still in the fight.
Yes.
As best we can. My husband passed away a year ago. But we're still out there, and I just wanted to welcome you.
I appreciate that, Phyllis. I'm holding your son's book in my hands. And people who don't know who this is. This is Phyllis Coey, and she's the mother of the late John Allen Coey, the author of the book A Martyr Speaks. It's actually the family published it after John. He was a freedom fighter who went to Rhodesia, and he died there fighting on behalf of the Rhodesians against the communist terrorists over there. So,
as far as we can determine, Michael, John actually was, I would say, the first American that refused to serve under the United Nations. That was really the basis of the stand, right?
Yeah. Well, this is a wonderful book, and
I don't know if
you still have it available.
Yes, we do. It's been 30 years, but I would like to quickly mention this: that the second publisher of the book. The Christian Patriot Association,
mm-hmm.
book publisher.
Yeah.
Did you know, the publisher, Richard Flowers, and his part-time associate, Pastor Jeffrey Weekly, are both in prison.
Oh, my. Well,
now,
you know.
Trumped up IRS charges, and they're both in prison. And the publisher's wife was recently let out of a halfway house on probation.
Well, this is our great American democracy here. Phyllis, please tell... If you have the information available, can you tell people where they can order a copy of your son's journals?
They certainly can. They can get it directly from me. I'd be delighted.
Yeah,
and
why don't you, everybody, get your pen and paper out there.
Thank you,
Phyllis. Give that address.
Okay, I'm Phyllis, and that's Coey, Coey. I'll try to be brief. It's a long address. 6555 Highway 68 South. Apartment E14. The town is two words, West Liberty. And I'm in Ohio, 43357. And there are about, last inventory, about 800 copies left now.
Yeah, how much is the book, Phyllis?
Well, I tell you what, I recently sent some down as a gift to John Stadmiller.
Oh, okay.
And it was my gift to them to try to help out RBN.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they can actually order it also from RBN.
Yeah, you can get some from them, or they can get some from me.
Okay.
And either way, that's the only way I have. That's my widow's mite.
Okay.
I don't have money to offer to help out, and that's my widow's mite. And
okay.
I sent some to Free Press a while, you know, one
time.
We have a
break coming up here, Phyllis. Hang on for a minute.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here with you, coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Phyllis Coey from Ohio on here. Phyllis had given out the information as to where she could, or where you can order copies of her late son's journals from his days in Rhodesia fighting communist terrorism. And I hope people will take the opportunity to get this book. It's quite a wonderful book. And I had the pleasure of meeting Phyllis a few years ago when I spoke in Ohio. So I was really thrilled you called in tonight, Phyllis.
Well, thank you so much for the time. And I was thinking back to that evening when
that's,
it goes back a while. But thanks so very much for the time.
And God bless you.
And hang in.
All right.
We're not
going to
quit, are we?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Phyllis. Okay, Mark, Ben, and Chris are out there. Let's go to Mark first. Mark, go ahead. Mark,
hello,
Houston.
Hello. Welcome to the NetWaves.
It's been interesting.
I'm an avid listener to the underground media, as I call it, you know, GCN, RBT, all those guys. And I would just wish that these factions would pull together in some united front. And so, you know, I listened to Wing TV and stuff, and they actually had my voice on there one day, hammering old Alex Jones over there. And I just wanted to welcome you and let you know that I know what a small fraction of the demographic we are. That this horrible truth about 9/11 and everything else is just so shocking to people that it just shatters their whole reality. And I've tried to share it with people, and it's very, very difficult.
Oh, I, you know, it's funny. I was in a cab the other day here in Washington talking with a cab driver who was completely aware of, you know, what we're talking about here. And one of the, there was another passenger in the cab. He asked to be let out of the cab about six blocks from his destination. He simply, he couldn't handle the truth.
Well, I was in a coin shop because I always wondered how I can actually profit from this time of crisis that's coming up. And rare collectible coins seems like one way. And I thought for sure those people would be savvy. And there was a very experienced collector there, and he couldn't even begin handling it. He said, you know, I don't want to hear this. But anyway, you know, I just keep hoping and praying all you guys pull it together into some kind of united front.
Well,
I wanted to let you know that I got an email from the guy that heads the Scholars for Truth, Fitzer.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so the good news is that, you know, I wrote him a letter and I said, you are it. You are the central collection point, and it's about time you realized it. And that guy actually wrote me back a personal email that he's given it a lot of thought, and I told him I was very gratified to get an email from him personally. So here's a guy who cares. Here's a guy who responds to his personal emails, and I personally volunteered to be of service to him any way I could.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention him because, well, you brought it up. I guess here we go.
I hope he's good.
I have a problem with Dr. Fetzer. You know, I bought all three of his books. I think he's got, I mean, I shouldn't say all three. He's written many, many books, but I bought the all the books he's put out on the Kennedy assassination. I find them interesting. He's put a lot of work into it. But you know what? As I say, I bought three copies of his books. I have sent him to his office two copies of my book, and I have yet to get an acknowledgement from him.
I have talked to
multiple people who have told me that they have recommended my book to him. And his reaction is to say nothing. And in fact, a wonderful, wonderful review of my book, that we're talking about Final Judgment, my book on the Kennedy assassination, a wonderful review of it was posted on a blog on the Internet called Social Democracy Now. And he writes that there's an eerie silence about the book from within the JFK conspiracy establishment, from people like Jim Fetzer, editor of some of the most fascinating books published, Deborah Conway, et cetera. The point is this, you know, if this is why people can't get together, because if people can't name names and point the finger at the real enemy and toss around and say, oh, well, we can't talk about the Kennedy assassination and mention is the Israeli connection because of this or that. I don't feel like they're being completely honest. And I will say something else, too, that there's a lot of good people out there looking into 911.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of competing theories, a lot of differing points of view, but, you know, the bottom line of it is that you have to be completely honest. If you find research that makes you uncomfortable, then you should, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. But the whole point now is that is the focus. That is the thing that can crack the whole thing wide open. And we need to, you know, I just wish we could all forget about Kennedy and everything else. And everybody concentrate on that.
Well, you know, I tell you what, as far as forgetting about Kennedy, that's impossible to do at this time because nuclear weapons are at the very centerpiece of the entire conduct of U.S. foreign policy at this time. And JFK was trying to stop nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. If he had had his way, this troublesome little country called Israel would not have the nuclear bomb, number one. Number two, this troublesome little country was probably a major player in the 911 terrorist tragedy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But that was then, and this is now. And so all I can do right now is offer my services to him as being some kind of a clearinghouse and to get all these competing factions together.
Well, I'll just say good luck to Dr. Fetzer, but it would be very nice of him to drop me a postcard and say, hey, thanks for sending me two copies of your book.
Well, maybe he will, but bless you for getting the truth out there. And
all right.
I hope we can keep focusing on the 911. And thanks, and send my love to everybody out there. Thank you.
You call in again.
All right.
Let's go to Ben in Florida. Ben, are you still there? Ben? Okay, we apparently lost Ben, so let's get Chris in Chicago.
Hi.
How are you, Chris?
Good. I love your program. It's
all
good
right.
to hear that you have your own format now.
I appreciate that. Are you a reader of American Free Press?
Occasionally.
Oh, you should read it every week.
I will.
Yeah. That's AmericanFreePress.net, ladies and gentlemen. That's the newspaper I contribute to on a regular basis.
I caught you on Daryl Bradford Smith's program.
I'm sorry, what?
I had caught you on Daryl Bradford Smith's
program. Oh, okay. As a matter of fact, I got a call from him today, or I got a message from him today. Apparently, he's no longer on the radio. I haven't gotten all the details of it yet, but Daryl's a pretty gutsy guy, and he's not afraid to, as I say, name names and point fingers. A lot of people are hesitant to do that, and they are not like Daryl. So I hope he finds another venue.
Yeah, I do too. It seems that they got to him. But I wanted to comment a couple things about the Balfour Declaration.
Oh, okay, please do. Yeah.
It was not purchased by the Rothschilds from England. England didn't own Palestine. The Turkish Empire owned Palestine. And it was a dirty deal where they made a deal that if the Zionist Jews were able to bring America into the war, that they would side with England and bring in Russian Jews also into the war.
Yes, and you know what? I'm aware of that, and I'm glad you brought that up because, I was thinking here myself, I was just thinking about the number of wars that the United States has gotten involved in, directly or indirectly, because of Zionism. And you're absolutely right about the World War I deal. Yes, absolutely. So I appreciate you bringing up that point. I hope Jeff from Massachusetts heard that, because might educate him a little bit, and maybe he'll take a different stand regarding Israel.
And that relates to political Zionism, and in terms of religious Zionism, the Jews were compelled to wait for the Messiah to restore the state of Israel. So he's wrong on both counts.
Well, like I say, that's what we're here for. We're here to bring the facts, just the facts, ma'am, like Sergeant Friday used to say.
Well, keep up the good work.
All right, Chris.
You're very good at what you're doing.
Appreciate you calling, Chris. Okay, we have Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. It's great to hear you on the radio with your own show. I first subscribed to the Spotlight in 91, and now I'm subscribed to American Free Press.
Oh, good for you.
I had a question. You all talking about the Kennedy assassination, and I've read Victor Ostrovsky's two books, By Way of Deception and The Other Side of Deception. Did you ever get a chance to ask him? You know, he says in one of them that they at the Mossad headquarters, they have some kind of study in the Kennedy assassination. Did you ever get a chance to ask him
that
was?
What he says in that book, he says that Mossad, the official Mossad statement on the Kennedy assassination is that the mafia killed, the American mafia killed Kennedy. That's the official quote-unquote Mossad conclusion. Now, I met Victor Ostrovsky on one occasion. He spoke at a conference here in Washington that was organized by not American Free Press anymore, but it was by the Barnes Review, the history magazine I also write for. And I gave him a copy of my book. I didn't push it on him. I said, here, you may find this interesting, and if you have any comments, let me know. So I've never heard back from Victor. I never quite expected him to endorse the book for a variety of reasons, which I fully understand. And that's basically all I can say on it. I think that Mossad course in the Kennedy assassination was kind of a wink and a nod type course. They're saying, here's how we did it, but we're going to say the mafia did it.
Look at, they always portray the American mafia as the Italian mafia, but it's you know, it was also the Jewish.
That's a total misconception. I mean, for example, the real guy who ran organized crime in Chicago was a guy named Hyman Lerner. He was a partner of Meyer Lansky's. And Mr. Lerner was not Italian. He was Jewish. And even the nephew of Sam Giancana, the famous mafia figure, the Italian-American mafia figure, his nephew has written a book called, he's written two books. First one was Double Cross, but his second book was Double Deal. And in it, he makes very, very clear the fact that although his uncle was kind of the famous mafia boss, the real guy running the show was Hyman Lerner. And Hyman Lerner was tied up very closely with Israeli intelligence and with the CIA. So for those who like to believe that Sam Giancana had Kennedy whacked, they have to understand that he was only doing it with the approval of his boss, Hyman Lerner. So the whole myth of the mafia killed JFK, it's an exciting story. People love it, you know what I mean? Because they've seen The Godfather, you know. But it's a myth. Jerry, I tell you what, I got to throw you off here because Ben from Florida is back, and I want to get him on the show here. I think he got cut off before.
Even the nephew of Sam Giancana.
Uh-oh.
Mike.
Ben, you're going to have to turn your radio off.
My radio? You mean part of my... Hello?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, good. Mike, I'm reading your book, Final Judgment.
Okay.
And you were so right on your prior show when you said you listened to the media. I'm retired. I listen to the media a lot. And it's surprising what you get when the thing is ongoing and current. I was listening to 911 as it started unfolding. I heard people screaming. More than once, I heard explosions down below. All right, I'm trying to be fast. I'll tell you another thing I heard on the air as it was ongoing. When the young Kennedy's plane went down, There was a woman that lived on the approach. She said she heard a sound like a sheet ripping before the plane went down. Mike, listen to when it's ongoing. They don't have a chance to censor it or anything. And 911, I could swear on a book of Bibles that I heard more than one person say I heard explosions down below.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this is the whole thing, you know. There's a lot of competing theories about what happened on 911. But how this monstrous crime was carried off. But, you know, the bottom line of the whole thing is that the official story that we've gotten from this corrupt government, this corrupt administration headed by this hand puppet posing as a human being, this story is so totally full of holes that it's very clearly a lie. And, you know, we know our president, Mr. George Walker Bush, is a liar because he's told many, many lies publicly time and again. You know, I personally believe, you know, if I can throw an editorial comment in here, I think that every politician who is elected to office if we need a constitutional amendment for this, whether statutory, whether a constitutional amendment, every elected official should be considered under oath when he is making public statements. In other words, if the president comes out and tells a lie in a speech to the American people or in a press conference, and it can be documented as a lie, then he should be charged with perjury. Whether it's the president, the lieutenant governor, the state representative of the or the county commissioner, because see, politicians lie, and they can get away with it. But if by law their public statements are carried out and made under sworn oath, which automatically goes into play by law, then they will not lie in public. Or they shouldn't, unless they want to go to jail. What do you think of that idea?
You're absolutely right. I had a relative that's a politician. I will mention his name. he sounded like a populist Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell happens to them when they get in there. He went pretty far. I will mention his name. That wouldn't be fair. But I'm so pleased that you exposed the kosher nostra.
That's exactly right. The kosher nostra. That's
the world don't know about that. My name ends in a I.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
A purple heart. Double
right.
Purple heart.
Well, I hear
all
that.
Right, WW2.
I hear that sound. I think we're going to have to throw you off, and we're going to be wrapping up here.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back to the Piper Report, for want of a better title for this program. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We have just a few minutes here, and nobody has called in, so I guess I'm going to be left alone here to bid you farewell in the next 5 minutes or so. But if anybody does want to call in, they have a couple minutes to do it. The number is 800-313-9443. You know, one of our callers earlier said he expressed the sentiments of many people saying everybody should get together a united front. Well, that's been the great dream of many people in many different causes over the years. But as I say, I think the bottom line of it is that if we're all going to get together, and you know, so many of us know what the real problem is. You know, this whole 9-1-1 thing. Yes, Israel was involved in 9-1-1. Israel played a very big role in 9-1-1, but there's a lot of people who don't want to say that. They want to say that George Bush did it, or the CIA did it, and then whisper to somebody, yeah, and Israel was involved too. Well, no. You got to say the truth. You got to speak the truth. You know, after a point, euphemisms like the New World Order, and unfortunately that term has almost become a euphemism, people don't want to precisely define what it is that is being fought. So, you know, it is time for truth, but it's time for candor. It's time for honesty. If we've reached a point where we're not allowed to criticize a foreign nation in our own land, what kind of national sovereignty do we have here, folks? I mean, you know, I've experienced this with my book on the Kennedy assassination, which is, you know, something that dozens of books have been written about, and hundreds of books have been written about, and yet for some reason, this one funny book, this one unusual book, that book that I've written has become, it's become a no-mention book. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because so many of the people who are involved in the research into Kennedy assassination say they're looking for the truth. And yet, there's a certain truth that they will not discuss. And that is very, very strong, strong at least circumstantial evidence of the likelihood of Mossad involvement in the Kennedy assassination over the issue of JFK's effort to prevent Israel from building nuclear weapons. And then, of course, it ties right back into this whole 9-1-1 affair. There's a lot of researchers out there who are not afraid to mention Israel's involvement. And, you know, and here we go again. You know, people say you're obsessed with Israel. Well, when Israel ties into the great shocks of the 20th and 20th and now 21st centuries, the Kennedy assassination and 9-1-1, and frankly, I think the Oklahoma City bombing as well, and much, much more. But, you know, when you find this one little troublesome nation so deeply enmeshed in the affairs of your own nation, then you've got to speak out, and you've got to speak out no matter how uncomfortable it may be for some people to hear. I knew a long, long time ago when I crossed the line and started working for Liberty Lobby in the Spotlight that was indeed crossing the line. I was putting myself in a position where I was certain to be tagged with nasty names, and indeed it has come about. But, you know, I don't have any regrets because I've always had the pleasure of actually being paid to write factual news stories and express points of view that I believe in. So it's better than being paid to lie. So on what I hope is a positive note, we'll close for the evening, and I thank you for tuning in. I appreciate all the calls. This has been Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., the crime capital of the world. See you tomorrow night.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.